KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have pockets of dense fog. Otherwise, we have partly cloudy skies above us and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for that areas of dense fog this morning and skies to gradually become mostly sunny with a high of 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports emergency repairs of damaged pavement on eastbound Interstate 80 at mile marker 13 will require closing eastbound I-80 at exit 6, or U.S. Highway 6, that is exit 8, in Council Bluffs to traffic. That is from 8 a.m. today until 5 a.m. Thursday, weather permitting. Again, that's U.S. Highway 6 exit to Interstate 80 eastbound. That'll be closed beginning at 8 o'clock this morning for emergency pavement repair. During the closure, the detour will be around the work zone by taking northbound I-29 in Council Bluffs to eastbound I-880 near Loveland and then back to I-80 eastbound near Neola. Police in Council Bluffs responded at around 3:25 a.m. today to a personal injury accident in the 3200 block of 9th Avenue. Authorities say information was received that one vehicle was on its side at that location. Officers arrived on the scene and were able to locate the vehicle. In fact, it was on its side, and officers were able to help the driver, 26-year-old Haley Colbert, out of Council Bluffs through the sunroof of the vehicle. A preliminary investigation indicated Colbert was traveling westbound on 9th Avenue in her 2007 Honda CRV. She veered over onto the shoulder and struck a parked Ford F-150 pickup. Both vehicles had extensive damage and had to be towed from the scene. Colbert suffered minor injuries. However, she refused medical attention. She was cited for the accident. Authorities said alcohol was not a factor in the crash, and Colbert was wearing her seatbelt, which likely proved to be effective in preventing more serious injuries. Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday approved an application for voluntary annexation from Agriland FS Incorporated in Griswold for a building which is located on part county and part city land. The resolution places the land within the city limits. City officials in Griswold are also expected to approve the annexation. The board yesterday also approved an Iowa DOT agreement for county bridge federal aid swap funding for a bridge on Boston Road, 1 mile east of Olive Street. The project is valued at $600,000. There were bids for 3 stream grade stabilization and bank protection projects that were reviewed by the county engineer, who has recommended the board accept the low bid. In this case, the board accepted the low bid of $211,015 from Murphy Heavy Contracting for that project. Board Secretary Dale Sunderman reports also Griswold City Council member Julianne Adams asked the board to assist with the city's request that a cell tower proposed to be built just outside the city limits be erected on a site located at a greater distance from a city residential area. The city is not opposed to the tower, just it's proposed to the location, and they has proposed alternate sites within the city limits for that tower. Cass County Zoning Commission turned down the request to erect the tower at the location selected. However, the cell company states the county and attorney confirmed that Iowa law permits the company to erect the tower on an eligible site of its preference. The building permit has not been issued, and the board and city will continue to investigate what other options may be available. The 2020 Cass County Fair gets underway today, but in a way that's far different from previous fairs thanks to the coronavirus. The shows and events are open to exhibitors and their immediate family only. There are no carnival rides or attractions such as tractor pulls and music. Livestock shows will be streamed online and show results will be posted online within 24 hours of completion. You can look for the results and video live or recorded via on demand. Simply go to KJAN.com and look for the Ag and Outdoors page under the Programs tab. Or you can go to www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS and click on the Cass County Fair results logo for video information and results. Today at the Cass County Fair, there is static judging in the bucket of junk. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the pet show. Friday's activities include the horse and rabbit shows. Virtual events include clothing selections, Clover Kids Showcase, Share the Fun, educational presentations, working exhibits, extemporaneous speaking, and the best of Iowa. Cass County Fair Board decided in early June to restrict the fair to 4-H and FFA exhibitors in a show-and-go format in order to protect the health of fairgoers, staff, and the exhibitors. The 2020 Cass County Fair runs through July 28th. In our funeral announcements, Laverne Roy Mertz, age 94, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. A memorial service for Laverne Mertz will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Stephen J. Blatt, age 70, of Shelby, died July 14th at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Stephen Blatt will be today at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Pam Jewel Menace, age 76 of Atlantic, died Monday at the UNMC in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Pam Jewel Menace will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Lewis Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Strain, age 78 of Harlan, died Monday at Murray 2 Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Joyce Strain will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Scott Krauth, age 51 of Grimes and formerly of Messina, died July 4th. A visitation for Scott Krauth will be on Friday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina, where the family will greet friends on Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Social distancing will be required. James Darrell Crawford, age 72 of Portsmouth, died July 3rd at the Veterans Medical Center. Massive Christian burial for James Crawford will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Nielsen, age 95 of Exira, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Nielsen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Terry McCoy, age 79 of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place at a private memorial service with the family will take place at a later date for Terry McCoy. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Levina Blanchard, age 90 of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Levina Blanchard will be at a later date with the reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland assisting the family. Steve Calkins, age 61 of Stewart, died Saturday in Des Moines. Private family graveside services will be held for Steve Calkins at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Phyllis Jean Rush, age 87 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A private family graveside gathering for Phyllis Rush will be held at the Griswold Cemetery at a later date. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.